defense look any better or anything that more specifically more clear once you looked at the tape in last night's game?
Well, you know, obviously we feel like we want to progress with our defense. We're making progress, but the thing that really irritated me more so last night was what we gave up. The two slants on third down that turned out to be big plays. You know, those are just simple plays, and you can't do those kind of things. So there's a lot of good performances on the tape. We've just got to clean some things up. That it's a process that you go through. And, you know, it's hard for me, based on the way the first half went, to say we are getting better. But I'm encouraged by a lot of the things that we're doing, just not happy overall with giving up some specific things.
And you have been pretty clear that you don't want to last night's performance with the first 2 weeks. But are you seeing some carryover from 1 week to the next, the same thing happens? Is that irritating to you?
It's different. It's different every week. And I think one of the things, too, is we're trying to evaluate players. A lot of it is one-on-one matchups. You know, we're not scheming opponents. And that's the area, because it's an evaluation and because we've got a lot of guys. You know, that's one of the things when you're together for the first time that you have to work through. So, you know, obviously we're all competitors and we want to do better than what we've done defensively. But there are individuals that are playing very well in the defense, and I think that as we continue to clean things up, that it'll get better.
You gave Tommy Campbell an opportunity to match up with Julio Jones a few times last night. How'd he do in that?
Tommy's getting better. I think that's the way you have to assess it from where he started. And competition at that position, you know, we've got a number of guys that are competing for spots, and Tommy's working at it. So hopefully he can continue to progress and get better.
Who are some of the individuals you feel like are playing very well on defense?
Well, Jarrell Casey's playing really well. I think Rapati responded last night and played better. Sammy's playing good. The outside guys, Derek and Cameron, doing a nice job, and I think Zach is playing well. You know, we've got guys in the secondary. I don't want to go through and single out everybody, but we're doing individually. There's times when we're playing very well. We're just not playing it well as a team. We're making mistakes. It seems like one after the other, different guys are making those mistakes. And even though a guy has 45 plays like he did last night, he has one play where he makes a mistake and the other 41 or 42 are good. That one mistake is costing us, and that's what we have to get cleaned up.
Every team in the league has to deal with, I guess, you know, tackling issues during the preseason. But now you're getting ready to go to live here in just a couple of weeks. Guys playing the full game. And how hard is it to perfect tackling during the preseason, during training camp, so you are ready when the regular season starts?
Well, I think that's something that you have to work through. It seems like every year we're talking about tackling at this time of the year. Hopefully it won't be a problem early in the season. We didn't tackle very well last night in a couple of spots. You know, we missed some secondary tackles that we have to make. So you got to continue to work on the drills and practice, because obviously you can't do the live things, and it's got to translate into the games.
How much do you attribute, I guess, some of the defensive problems to tackling, and then, you know, if you attribute some of the problems to scheme and things like that also?
Well, I don't know what you mean by scheme. You mean the scheme that we're playing, or not scheming an opponent?
I guess the scheme that you're playing.
We're not really playing a scheme. We're just playing our defense. We're not scheming an opponent. So we're just making mistakes in how we fit. You know, it's part of the process of coming together as a unit the first time.
A lot of the guys you named who are doing well, Casey, Morgan, Wigley, for example, are guys most affected by the change in scheme. I mean, that has to be a positive to you, that they seem to be adjusting well.
Yeah, it is. I'm pleased with a lot of it. You know, it's hard to sit here and say that when you give up some of the things that we did last night, you're happy. So I can't do that. I'm happy with the individual performances, but, you know, as a unit, that's what team is. I mean, defense is it's more team. So we just got to continue to improve in those areas, identify them and correct them. And you feel like you have the right guys that are going to respond, but, you know, you got a lot of different guys, and you're playing combinations. You're trying to look at players. You're rotating guys. So they're not playing together as a unit as much as they will be. So when we focus in our practice reps on what we're trying to play and making sure that we're in the right spots together, you're counting on that they're going to fit it better and play better.
Did Sankey take good tracks last night? Did you see him having corrected whatever his issue was in terms of handoff?
Yeah, he responded to what we asked about. There was one where he took a little bit wide of a track on the same thing he'd been doing, but we managed to get the exchange off. But overall, it was nice to see Bishop do a lot better in that aspect.
Might you want to see him Thursday night work a little bit with Jake behind the first line if he's going to be a guy that gets carries?
Well, you know, he's gotten a tremendous amount of reps in practice with Jake and those guys. So the actual fundamentals of doing that position, he has been doing. You're trying to get him in reps with everybody, but we have to get other guys reps too. We got to get Sean reps. You got to get Dexter reps. Leon's been playing well for us. You know, there's only so many carries that you can get in 20 snaps or 30 snaps that we've had those guys in there for on the individual games. But Bishop has gotten enough in practice.
How much faster is Zach Mettenberger playing maybe week three compared to maybe week one of preseason?
Well, he's more comfortable, I would say that. I still think that at times he struggles with some things, which is not uncommon for a young player. But it's been invaluable, the amount of reps that we've gotten him and how he's performed. I think it's been fantastic. He's done a good job. He's really made some plays for us. I think some of the things that stand out about Zach is he's got a good pocket presence. He's made some accurate throws. It was nice to see him throw balls only to our team last night. So, he's taking advantage of his opportunities to improve, which is that's good to see.
Potential, you give a start on Thursday, get him in there earlier than.
Yeah, I mean, he'll play a lot in the game Thursday, as it should be. So, I, whether he starts or not, I don't know that yet. You know, we'll have to see where we are from our team standpoint.
But it sounds like it's something you're at least considering. Or
starting him?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know yet, Jim.
Okay. Do you feel like, I know some quarterbacks in the league are sitting quarterbacks, and you know, Riders and players, you guys breathe. I mean, is Jake in a position where he maybe needs a little bit more work, or do you consider sitting him a game?
Well, we haven't even talked about that. You know, at one point I would have said that we needed to see a lot of Jake because we didn't know much about Jake as far as operating this offense, but he's performed pretty well. I'm certainly comfortable with where he's going with that position.
Is it in the realm of possibility that Zach would be number two on Monday?
Unless it was an injury situation, no.
How come? Just because of your conference and Charlie?
I think Charlie's had a very good preseason too and a very good camp. So, I've said Charlie was the two coming in. I don't think that's going to change. I think, you know, we're very lucky that we've got a group of quarterbacks that we feel comfortable with.
Pass protection last night, Jake appeared to take a few shots. Were there mistakes?
Yeah.
They were more mental or physical?
Well, the mental led to the physical, so maybe it's a combination of both. I mean, it's pretty obvious on the one where Sean missed him coming off, missed the corner coming off the edge. You know, that was one. We missed the protection inside, which led to the other one. And, the little things that we can't allow to happen.
And that first one, was it more the line, or was it some people were thinking that Sean was at fault on the first one also?
It wasn't Sean. It was the line.
Will you get back to the quarterback one more time. Would you think you have Charlie available on Thursday night for you?
You got to see what he can do in practice this week before we do that.
You made it through last night okay with just two quarterbacks. If you don't play locker a lot, do you think you may add one more this week to help get you through, or are you comfortable in going to again Thursday night?
Well, I mean, I think we'll have to see where we are from Charlie's standpoint. If it's Charlie and Zach to go through the game and Jake too, if Jake gets a couple of snaps in the game, then we'll certainly feel comfortable with that. If something changed, then going in with potentially only one quarterback, that's, you know, with Jake and with Zach, then, you know, you'd have to look at that.
Would you have used Charlie last night to just hand off if Zach was hurt? Or?
Maybe. You know, depending on where the game had gone, you know, I might have put Jake back in there, just depending on where the game was. We could possibly have done that, but I want to see how Charlie does this week, too, in practice.
What did you think of special teams penalties, particularly Marcus and Hunt, and what needs to happen there? That's been a problem here in the past, I know.
Well, it was a problem last night. If it's trending that way in preseason, so that's something that we need to get corrected. Yeah, if you, it's funny, if you ask me about penalties in general, I would have to say I don't really know, because I don't know kind of what the baseline is on penalties, because there have been a number in preseason. But specifically about special teams, that was not acceptable last night. All of the three penalties that we had were legitimate penalties, and it's something that we got to do better with.
Do you try to take two kickers into this final preseason game, or is that competition still playing itself out?
Yeah, it is. You know, it was interesting last night that we got a chance to get some kicks and get some evaluations of those guys, and we've got one more game, so we'll obviously use that to continue that evaluation.
Do you say that's still wide open, or do you have a – probably not going to want to tell us, but do you have a leader right now?
So that kind of answered your own question, did it? I would say it's still open.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a close competition. I think statistically, if you count everything, and there's a lot of kicks that we've charted through practice and the games, it's really close.
Did you like Coombs' approach on the 63-yarder? I mean, obviously, odds are against him there, but did he sort of go through that thing okay?
Yeah, well, Nate tried to sell me that it would have been good from 57, so... you know, it may be a dumb thing to say, but one of the valuable things we got out of that, other than having him try that, was we got a chance to cover with our field goal team. And I'm sure you all remember the Alabama-Auburn game last year and what happened in that game. So, you know, that's something that you work on in practice and you don't ever get a chance to work on live. So that really, you know, if he made the 63-yarder, that would have been a great bonus. But also you thought that this would be an opportunity to work on coverage by your field goal team, too, so... You know, this sometimes those things happen in preseason. It was good.
You see anything from tank that you may put one of those linemen on kick coverage teams? Or?
Michael Ruse looked pretty good in space, although Schwenke came over and said he turned it back. I don't know if I can actually buy into that. But
the big kick return, did that have anything to do with Coombs' kick, or was that more on the coverage?
Yeah, we made a mistake in the coverage. We didn't play it correctly. We had a double team on Damian Stafford, which is tough, so that means when that happens, the next guy has to play it outside a little bit, and he didn't get there.
Do you expect there to be a couple or even more guys that make your initial 53 who aren't on the roster a few days later after you've sorted through cuts elsewhere?
That could potentially happen, Paul, yes. I think that I'm not going to say it will for sure, but in my experience in the league, that's something that does happen.
You decided on how your secondary is playing out opposite Jason McCourty?
No, not yet. I think we've still got a big thing is how we respond to some of the corrections from this game and then getting an opportunity in one more game to see it. So I'll go back to what I said. Both those guys, when we talk about Cody and we talk about Bleedy, I really like. You know, you get – I got angry last night because we didn't play it as well as we should have, and Jason was a victim of that as well. But both of those guys are good young players. They got a lot of the intangibles that for that position that you really like, from the size, the speed, how they work. And, you know, it's good. The competition's been good, and I want it to be good for another week because, you know, those guys understand what creates a sense of urgency there.
Will you take until Tuesday to get down to 75? Or?
Yeah, probably. We may make some tomorrow, and we may save a couple for Tuesday. Some of it depends on where we are health wise too.
You maybe touched a little bit with the quarterback situation, but what is your philosophy on the final preseason games and just how much work do the guys need?
Our defense could probably play the whole game. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I think it depends on where you are injury-wise and then where you are competitive-wise. You know, we're a team that hasn't played a regular season game together, We're still working on a lot of positions. The thing that would trump that is a health thing. So I don't know yet where we're going to be as far as that goes. I'll have to see as the week progresses.
Anybody that did play last night, Mookie, Mike Martin, or maybe Spencer, that potentially could suit up for you Thursday, or is that?
I'm hopeful that they'll all do something in practice this week that'll give us a better idea if they'll have a chance to play.
Anybody from last night, whether it's Battle or Campbell, that you fear could be held out on a short week, or are they progressing?
Well, excuse me, Tommy's okay. He's been checked out and doesn't have a concussion, so he should be able to come back and participate this week. Rapati, actually, you guys may know better than I did, but he broke his hand, very similar to what he did last year. So it's almost going to be the same progression for him. And he actually, I believe, played in the first game last year. And Jackie, we'll have to see how he progresses from the stinger, or what the technical term for it is. I don't know. But, you know, those are three guys we'll have to evaluate. I do not know how he broke it. I know he played through three quarters with it that way, so he's a tough sucker.
He cast it up, obviously. And
yeah. But that's not something that's going to prohibit him from playing. He won't play this week, but he should be ready to go. And I base this off of last year. Same thing. He just did his other hand.
And do you know, I mean, could guys, defensive linemen, function? Obviously, you prefer to have all fingers. Yeah. I mean, how did he play? Did you see tape about how he performed with the program last
year?
Yeah,
I mean, we played him in the third game. And at that point, I remember specifically thinking that he surprised me that because I didn't know much about him, but I do remember thinking that he was playing good football.
You know, the reasons that you brought Charlie is part of, particularly early in the season, the number two, having to be able to play in a bench if Jake gets hurt with minimal practice going in, and he's best equipped to do that, I would imagine, based on having been in the league for.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair. I think I'm comfortable with Charlie from a standpoint of having spent a lot of time with him. You know, I said earlier this offseason, just like we'd have, you guys have been to the practices. I mean, we've run 1,000 plays in the 3 or 4 weeks that we've practiced. So I've seen Charlie, even in preseason games last year and practices, do a lot of good things. And he's played well for us this year in the preseason, so I think you know what he is and what he brings to the table as far as understanding this offense. And he has played in this league, even though I know it hasn't been a tremendous amount.
Antonio Andrews had several good runs there at the end. How nice was it to see him come out and have some success like that, and a guy who's fighting for his life?
You know, I was happy to see that. I was glad he got a chance. And one of the things, 4-minute situation like that at the end of the game, you got to start somewhere as a team, because being able to run the ball and get the first down and run the clock out was big for us. And he made some nice runs. It was nice to see him break off that long one and then get tackled. I wish he would have been able to take it to the house. No, I'm just kidding on Antonio. It was good to see that. He's done it. He's had a nice camp for us. I think he's gotten better. And, you know, it was good to see him get a chance last night.
Is there anything not legitimate about the hit that Jackie took? He said he didn't see it coming. And he didn't know if there was any.
You know what happened on that one is that was a product of the penalty. We had a push, and that guy propelled that guy into it, and it was an unfortunate situation. So I can understand why Jackie didn't see that coming.
Did they maybe get away with one of the hits on Jake? It seemed like somebody went face mask with him. Is that one you turned in? And he got hit a heck of a lot. Is that one you'd like to see?
Yeah, I don't like the fact that Jake got hit as much as he did last night. And, you know, that's an area that we got to clean up. But, I mean, that happens. You don't like it. So, but as far as the turning in part, it really doesn't do you any good at this point in the season.
Did he get hit? Maybe obviously some breakdowns and protection allowed him to get hit, but it seemed like a couple other times maybe he got slung down or maybe was hit. Maybe it could have been viewed as unnecessary. Did you have a problem with any of those hits?
You know, I didn't see anything from the tape that I felt was other than what happens with quarterbacks sometimes. You know, there was a lot of times where we were close to Ryan and we didn't quite get there. It could have been similar situations. So, but you know, that there was a couple of times in there where we got more push in the pocket than what we want. We've got to clean that up a little bit.
What's your philosophy on conversations with New York? Are you a coach that will have a conversation with Blandino virtually every week over, you know, we have a question about this or need a clarification about that?
I've worked with Dean on the competition committee, so I know Dean, and I have no issues calling and talking with him about things that happened in the game or what's his thoughts on this or that. So the interaction with the league has always been good, I think.
Did you get much of an explanation for I think it was bleeding pass interference in the end zone on a ball that landed on the dotted yellow line?
You're talking about last night? It was actually out of the end zone, yeah. So I haven't talked to him about that yet.
But in your opinion, that should have been way uncatchable?
I don't know the exact ruling on what they consider uncatchable, okay? And that's something that I would call Dean and ask him his opinion on that.
You do that at this stage or you let it go?
No, I'll do that. I think there's a couple of things that came up last night that I'd already marked down to ask him. I don't think it's not in the line of complaining.
Right.
It's more of just making sure that we're clear when we're talking to the team. You know, that was an unusual. We had one. Remember New Orleans? I had a conversation with him about the grounding on the one where he was in the pocket and he threw it down the field, and they ruled it as a non-grounding play. But I had a specific conversation about that with him just to make sure I was straight on my view of it.
Did you search for consistency on those calls? Going back to that same play, Roddy White was called earlier for initiating contact, and it looked like on that play he was the one who initiated contact again.
Yeah, it sure looked like Bleedy had his space, and he ran through him. So, you know, once again, that's something that you'll talk with him about. Once again, I'm not – you know, there's a lot that we're all working through with the way it's being officiated right now, and I think that, you know, we're getting a better idea of what's acceptable as we progress, and I think the officials are working through that themselves. So you can always learn from those.
Brown said he expects that they're going to loosen up. They have to loosen up. I mean, what kind of line do you want your DBs walking where they expect things won't be called the same way in Kansas City, but if they are called the same way, you're going to see a lot of yellow?
Yeah. Really don't know how that's going to be the first game. I know this. I don't want to give up a slant for 50 yards on third and three. So if we have to play a little bit more aggressively, and I'm not saying that we're going to come out and play, you know, aggressively and get a lot of penalties. I'm just saying that, I don't know for sure how it's going to be called, but we're going to work to make sure we play the correct technique so hopefully we won't get into those situations.
I feel like Sean Green is fully back to 100%, I guess after hyperextending the knee the other week. Is he?
He looked good last night running the football. He had a couple of good runs.
Okay. I know you mentioned a little bit earlier in camp that maybe conditioning was still an issue. Is that behind him at this point?
He's done a good job. He's gotten to the weight that we asked him to get to, and he's working hard in practice. And I think you're seeing the results in how he's running the football.
So several of the guys said you lit him up pretty good at halftime last night. I'm not happy with the performance. Where would that rate maybe on a scale of 1 to 10 of what you're capable of doing? And when do you pick your spots? How do you pick your spots on when you kind of sound off on players?
It's a good question. You know, I don't know. I think sometimes it's you have a feel for when it needs to be done. And I felt like last night it needed to be done. So as far as on a scale of 1 to 10, what intensity that was? Is that what you're asking
me?
It was definitely more towards the 10 side than the 5 side. I'd probably say it was a 7 or an 8.